The World Heritage Center, how would you assess its capacity and its performance? What were the interactions between IUCN and the World Heritage Center?
Very close, really. I think actually one of the directors used to work for IUCN at some point. And actually, inside UNESCO, I would think that the fact that the World Heritage Center's directors came, some of them came from the natural science part, and others came from the cultural part, I think that's very good. And so we had very good links with them always. And all the directors, as far as I know, really supported IUCN's approach to making sure that we were looking for the outstanding universal values and not the political implications. I just have to say that I understand the countries well in wanting more World Heritage sites because economically it makes sense. There are apparently thousands of people who just travel around the world to World Heritage sites so that they bring money, they bring... That's very nice and it's very understandable that countries want more of those, but I think we just have to be careful because if it gets watered down at some point, the reputation will be lost.
At this point, there are over 1,000 World Heritage sites, I think, almost 1,000. It's 1,092, yes. I think. There are at least 2,000 sitting in the waiting list, the tentative lists of countries. Do you see at some point an upward limit? Do you think at some point the designation process will be over and it'll shift towards conservation?
Yes, I hope so, frankly, because I don't think that in our increasingly smaller planet, I don't think that there are so many left that are outstanding universal values, certainly not in the countries that are already covered by World Heritage Sites. And I think that's why I think we should have slowed down also. I would be very worried if those 2,000 in the queue would all become World Heritage Sites, because at some point people will say, and this will be our children and grandchildren, who will say, you know, this is no longer the criteria for excellence. This is, and so we would water it down. We would lose that special place on the planet that the World Heritage Sites have now. I would spend much more money on evaluating and on conserving the existing sites and go a little bit slower and to say we've done a great job, but we don't have to rush anymore. Difficult, I know, because of the political pressures.